Greg, from your standpoint, not having Wiz, what does that do to your offense?
You know, again, we've lost a number of starters and a number of good players, but I think the center is the one guy up front. You know, he's much like the quarterback on defense, or your linebacker that makes a call, the linebacker that makes calls on defense, your quarterback on offense. So we would certainly miss Wisniewski. You know, fortunately, right now we've got a veteran in Gerard that's played the position and done it in the games before, and that helps having a veteran back up there at that position right now. We've been working May in there as well. So, but Wiz has been out there, and if he can go, certainly he will go. He's shown that he's played in the past. He's a tough guy, but it would, you know, like the other, you know, injuries that we've had, it would hurt. But you keep moving forward. We'll be ready to go.
Would it affect in any way your play calling in terms of what you can do, what you know you can do?
No. To be honest, the bigger concern is just make, you know, we've felt like we've had hats on hats. In other words, there hadn't been a lot of free hitters on a quarterback, which is how we kind of grade a lot of what we're doing. How many times is there a free rusher because of a miscommunication that's hitting the quarterback? And there have been very few of those this year, and a lot of that is because of Wiz.
How has Holmes come along, and can he help you this week?
We're still in that evaluation phase. We had a chance yesterday. I thought he looked good yesterday. He looked better today. He's came back. He's in shape. That was the biggest concern, was what kind of shape he would be in. But he ran. We ran him a lot yesterday, and we checked this morning before he came out to practice and asked, you know, what type of soreness do you have in your legs? And he said, you know, I feel good today again. So credit to him that he stayed in shape while he was away.
Back to the offensive line. How much of a help has Tony Sparano been, especially as we've had to move pieces around?
Unbelievable. And really, when you look at what we've had to deal with up front now, and Tony and I spoke about it last night. You know, I don't know if we've gone since training camp a full week where we haven't switched somebody up front and had the same five guys playing together. Certainly fortunate to have Tony here, and I think he's been unbelievable as far as that goes, to be able to mix in the people that we've mixed in and to bring new players that were not here during OTAs or training camp and get them up to speed with our system, done a tremendous job. So fortunate to have him there. And you know, again, I was telling him last night, I don't know if I've ever been in a situation where I've seen so much change over from week to week with not the same five guys playing together.
Terrell had mentioned yesterday just that you had either talked to him or texted him just about how much of a difference between the last Chargers game and this one that he'd gone under. And we've talked about the things that he's done differently, but just to see that kind of a change in this amount of time, has that been pretty impressive to get that much done? And
well, you know, again, when I first took the job, kind of went through and evaluated everybody on offense, and I, you know, again, it had been a while since I'd watched that game, so when it came up this week, I got a chance to see him last year, and it refreshed my memory, and I thought, oh, you know, this guy has shown a lot of improvement in the course of when he last played the Chargers in that last game. So, you know, that was encouraging to me after watching that. I just feel like a lot more calmer in the pocket. His footwork's much better, instincts, and he just, you know, again, he looked like a, you know, a rookie player in there last year somewhat. He looks much better.
You're with Jennings in Jacksonville too,
yes.
Right? In here.
Yes.
What does he bring to the offense? Just a physicality and
he's big back. I was impressed with Rashad. And I'm happy for him, to be honest with you. I wasn't sure how that was going to work, him coming here after being with him in Jacksonville. I think he's a better player here. For whatever reason, he's a better player than he was last year in Jacksonville. And sometimes a player just needs a change of scenery or a change in system, change in his staff, whatever the case might be. He seems to be a more focused player, a tougher player, a tougher runner, I think. I see a tougher runner than I saw a year ago. So hopefully he'll continue because I thought he ran the ball hard last week. He made people miss, and he also ran some people over. So that was real encouraging for me, the way that he played last week.
He made one play where he caught the ball about 4 yards behind the stake and got the
yes.
must have broke three tackles and
yes.
got a first
yeah,
down.
Made
what
the first guy miss
an
and knocked a couple
kind of
other
play?
Guys over. And that, you know, and again, not that he was you know, a poor player by any means, but I just didn't see the physicality that he has shown thus far here since he's been here in Oakland, and that was, to me, what I didn't notice as much last year in Jacksonville.
If he's starting, do you cut back on his special teams load, or how does that work?
You know, I think DA will have to make that decision there, and then certainly special teams are an important part of what we're doing and what we're, you know, what we're trying to accomplish as a team and what we're trying to deem as important. But anytime you have a guy that's going to take over the load at the running back position, you got to be careful about how, you know, thin you're spreading him.
Just in terms of your receiver core, not whether they're targeted or not, but are they getting open, like when you watch on tape, like are they getting open enough for your satisfaction?
I mean, you're always, you know, you're always looking for guys to, you know, beat guys on every single play. I mean, that's what you're looking for. Everyone wants a Calvin Johnson. Everyone wants that kind of a guy. You know, you can look, we're doing some things, hopefully to try to allow them to get open in terms of formations and motions and things like that. How do we aid those guys and help them get open? And then how do we get the ball to them? And if you look at, you know, completion percentage-wise, you know, we're up at a completion percentage where we want to be. We need to be aware of pushing the ball down the field somewhat, and those guys getting open down the field, and for the quarterback to see him down the field. But when I go back and look at the tape, I think there's a number of plays, and I think the players would agree too that that we've missed. We've left some yardage out on a play where we've had some guys open deep down the field, and we just got to be more aware of that and making sure that that's an alert for our quarterbacks.
What are the qualities that enabled Matt McGloin to first beat out a draft pick and make the roster and now be a snap away from playing in a game?
I've always felt, to me, accuracy has always been number one. I've always said that, you know, you can be the smartest player or the dumbest player, but if you're accurate, we're going to have a chance for you to, you know, try and get the ball to somebody. And so, to me, from the day he came in, he's been an accurate passer. He's intelligent, which is very important for that position. And he's competitive, which, you know, I don't think it'd be a stretch to say he may be the most competitive guy in that room. Some other guys may argue in that room, but from what I see, I see a very competitive player, someone that plays with a chip on his shoulder. But his accuracy and his intelligence are two qualities that have jumped out at me since he's been here.
You see a continued improvement that you'd like to see from Rivera in that spot, especially as a pass catcher?
Yeah, and you would expect to see that, to me, through four games for a rookie player. When you usually start to worry about the rookies, you usually see the improvement, but about week 10 or 11, when all of a sudden they've been here through training camp, four preseason games, and 11, you know, regular season games, that's usually when you see the rookies kind of hit a wall and start to go the other direction. But we've seen continued improvement, and hopefully that will continue as well.
How big a factor is the dirt at home games? Do you ever take it into consideration when they're calling plays?
You know, at times, sometimes when we're in field goal range, just to try to make it maybe possibly a little bit easier if we are in a situation where we may be kicking a field goal, that's made aware. I've been made aware of that. But really, we try again. Tell our players, you know, you don't worry about the, much like if it were snowing or rainy, don't worry about the conditions, just go out and play. And, you know, against the same for both teams. So, but other than if it's getting down somewhere in that fringe where the grass and the infield start to kind of merge together, we just kind of want to make sure that if we have a chance, that Seabass has some good footing.
The Chargers have had a lot of injuries to their edge rushers, especially with Freeney going down. Ingram was lost early. Do you see that maybe as a weakness on that defense, given that they have a lot of youth, not a lot of experience there?
I wouldn't say there's a, you know, we wouldn't see it as a weakness. Okay. In my opinion, certainly Freeney's a great player and has been a great player over time. I think it's a big loss for them. You know, when you look at the big scheme and when they signed him and what they're expecting from him, I'm certain that they feel that's a big loss for them. So, but we'll, you know, again, as we, you know, evaluate and we scheme against that defense, I'm happy he's not playing. I would say that. You know, I'm glad he's not going to be part of that mix.
Great.
Fred, obviously your focus is on your roster and what you have at your disposal, but you had Josh Freeman a couple years ago in Tampa. He was released mm-hmm. today. What are your thoughts on him as a player?
You know, I've always been a fan of Josh's. I have a lot of respect for him as a person and a player, and you know, it was unfortunate for me to watch what happened in Tampa here really over the last couple of years. But I've always had the utmost respect for him, and you know, I think he's a great player, and I think it's I feel bad for him and the entire situation and how it's played out. I just found out myself coming off the field that he was released. So, you know, I don't think there's any winners for anybody in that situation.
Hey, thanks, Coach.